Good morning. It is December 29th, the year is 2020. This is your local publishing house owner providing an update and a report for our contractors and our affiliates and anyone who wants to know what we're publishing about. Designed to help you understand a perspective that is maybe not being projected by the fake news. And it seems that some of these news stations are publishing audio reports on the radio frequencies, like the FM and AM frequencies, that are much better than they were before. They're still not truthful, and they're still not helpful to U.S. citizens, but at least they're not so malicious that they're rubbing it in your face like they're going to kill you, right? Like China does, right? China is rubbing it in your face. So, do you want China to do what the World Trade Organization says? Right? We have a gentleman up in Flagstaff, the incoming mayor of Flagstaff, Paul Ducey. And he says that he's going to do whatever the WTO tells him to do, or whatever a lawyer, a local lawyer, a local attorney, Stalling, longtime attorney in Flagstaff. So he's going to do whatever the lawyer tells him to do, is what he says on the radio, and they're publishing this, which is completely insane and moronic. Okay, you don't do things because the World Trade Organization tells you to, or you don't do things because some lawyer, some liar tells you to. You know, if a lawyer tells you that you can marry a foreign citizen that's here illegally, have them pay you off $8,000. They'll illegally marry you, and you'll get $8,000. They'll get free fraud citizenship in the United States for the rest of your life. You can even be a homosexual, and these lawyers will say, "Hey, get married. I will cover you up. I will trick the court system and the judges." Or whoever even cares, because they don't. I'll pay off, I'll pad their pockets, I'll do whatever's necessary to make sure that you can get away with your criminal activity as a lawyer. Right? That's what many lawyers do. That's why they call them liars, not lawyers. Do you know why we had the WTO riots, Paul Ducey? Do you know why we had the WTO riots in Seattle, Washington, in the United States of America? I know it's hard for you to understand, but the WTO was a real protest turned riot, and a real riot. Not for computer crap from Best Buy either. And they brought in police from all over the United States and killed, intentionally killed, innocent U.S. citizens for protesting in Seattle by the hundreds. And I know the main activists who did the most prominent things during this WTO riot. They're my teachers, they're my students, they're my friends. And there's a reason why they protested the WTO. And no, I don't want China to do what the WTO says. I don't know why you're saying that garbage. I don't want the WTO at all. How about instead of WTO and we trade with China all day so they can send us their garbage and their toxic crap, how about we just trade with each other here in the United States for a few hundred years, right? We have better products here in the United States than almost anywhere else in the world. Sometimes there's a couple things from Germany or, you know, sometimes Poland's got some good software or whatever it might be, but we make great things here in the United States. We don't need a World Trade Organization, and we're not benefiting from it, and neither is China. And China's not going to do what the WTO says. And when I say China, I mean the Chinese Communist Party. You know, not a dictatorship, the Chinese Communist Party. A bunch of people who believe they're part of a party, who think that they're going to, rule over you, govern you, tell you how you get to live your life. China is not saying that they're going to physically attack us. Okay, this is off of the Jeff Orbit show in Flagstaff. China is not saying that they're going to physically attack us. So why even bring up a physical attack? It is the opposite. Okay? China is mocking us on international broadcast television because we are not working together and we are killing our own nation because we believe in this coronavirus scam-demic. Right? So, Paul Ducey, when you keep the lockdowns going, when you say we're all going to get death shots, when you say, you know, businesses can't reopen or businesses can reopen if they get a shot or if they wear a mask, you're playing into the reason why China is mocking us and why we are dying, okay? Paul Ducey, you are literally saying things that are incentivizing our death in Northern Arizona, okay? Stop doing that, please. Instead, we must all come together against their scams. The mask scam, the government services scam, the cops scam, the CPS scam, the Christian mission scam, the family court scam, the invader scams, all extremely prevalent in Flagstaff, Arizona. Reported on, photos, videos, everything you want by many people. Go to the Brax.me app and go to the Flagstaff blog. You'll see plenty of corruption within our own Flagstaff community that needs to be rectified immediately. And a lot of that corruption stems from the Flagstaff Justice Department and the Flagstaff courts and the Flagstaff services and the Flagstaff policing. Because we witness Flagstaff police with their little video cameras on their ear harassing Native American Indian blood people, mostly men, all over town constantly. They're doing nothing wrong, and they're constantly harassing them. They harass white men or Caucasian-looking men, right? We have videotape of that. We have them harassing all kinds of people, but they don't stop the criminal behavior. So when a black person in Flagstaff harasses and threatens the life of a young Caucasian man who believes that he is a woman because of, you know, foster frauds and parental child abduction and everything else, the police don't come and arrest that black man. for the criminal threat that he's making in a physical and verbal way on another one of our innocent U.S. citizens. Instead, they just go around harassing people. So stop using Facebook, stop using Zuckbook, stop using email, stop using phones. Resist any of the lockdowns. Spend money with our own people. Okay? You have to start treating us like you would want to be treated, Paul Ducey. Okay? You want to be locked down in your house, Paul Ducey? How about you get locked down without a house, like many people do in Flagstaff, Paul Ducey? And we can't go to the men's mission because the men's mission does mandatory temperature checks by non-medical professionals. And if they feel like it, they call the cops and send you to the death camp. Right? So we sleep in the dirt. So we can lock everything down and make you sleep in the dirt, Paul Ducey, if that's what you want us to do. Right? Is that what you want to do? I mean, what do you want? Do you want to be able to use email and have phones and be private with your information? Or do you want to be monitored? Do you want us to listen to all of your conversations and look into all of your emails and phone calls and everything? Because you're obviously associating yourself with the Chinese Communist Party, playing into their game of plandemic, which they say has killed 200,000 U.S. citizens, not their military virus funded by Bill Gates, but their plandemic mock of this virus. And, you know, anything that China is doing to misuse or monitor us, track us, is this what you want done to you, Paul Ducey? Okay? Do you want dogs to be treated better than you in Flagstaff, Paul Ducey? Well, then why do you have all this money at the Humane Society while men sleep and freeze to death in the dirt? Right? Why do you do that? How about your car, Paul Ducey? Why don't you stop buying Chinese cars and other garbage that will kill our environment and do nothing to really help us? Why do you keep building buildings in Flagstaff that are made of concrete? Concrete and concrete dust causes cancer, and cancer kills us. Do you want to be killed, Paul Ducey? So why are you incentivizing the construction of concrete dust? Okay? You come on the radio and you start publishing crap about what you're going to do in the next 100 days as Flagstaff mayor, and you don't even address the real problems. Okay? You address, you know, some kind of bandage or some kind of malicious behavior. You say you're so angry about a bunch of people in one bedroom. You want to tell the United States population how they get to live their lives, who they get to live with, who they get to have in their own house, who they get to have in their own private property. That's sick. You want us to do that to you? You want us to tell Paul Ducey what he's allowed to have in his office, what he's allowed to have on his property? Who he's allowed to have over, how many people he's allowed to have in one room at a time. Come over there, make sure that it's happening. Is that what you want for yourself, Paul Ducey? That means that you're immoral. When you start complaining that a bunch of people are in someone else's private property doing nothing wrong and just trying to sleep in a bedroom, you are the immoral one, Paul Ducey. How did you get elected? Was it by these Dominion machines too? Well, how about you? How about we tell you what to do with your private property? right? Where would these men sleep? Because I know they are men, right? The women in Flagstaff, the girls, really, the 12-year-old girls, get marched around the street by your Muslims at 5 o'clock in the morning in freezing cold weather. We got photos and video of that, too, right? So there's men, right? It's the women they use for sex tourism in Flagstaff. Little girls, even the, Middle Eastern little girls, they'll come into town. Asian little girls come into town. They'll be walked around by some Muslim, marched around town. There might be 10, 20 little girls marching behind them at 5 o'clock in the morning in little tiny mini skirts when it's freezing cold out. I can't even go outside without something covering my face. It's so cold. And there's little 10-year-olds at 5 o'clock in the morning, 20 of them being marched around by some pedophile Muslim in Flagstaff. Okay, so where would these men sleep, okay, if it was not on the floor of their neighbor? Where would these men sleep? Maybe they go sleep at your deadly, corrupted men's shelters, right? Criminals. The people who run these places are criminals. They are frauds. Oh, and I know, yep, their son's the police officer. The son's a fraud too, right? The way they do it is they go harass men who are trying to go to the bathroom, trying to take a pee-pee in the woods, whatever it is, who have to sleep in the streets because there's no place to go and they can't get any jobs, they can't go use a restroom in the restaurants or anything, right? So the son police officer goes arrest the men. They shove them into a prison or jail up there. Then they spend our taxes abusing them in jail, a couple thousand bucks a day per person. Then they release them with, ongoing court hearings, harassment, classes, all kinds of garbage, which doesn't work. It doesn't help anyone, obviously. You guys have the worst alcohol problem I've seen in the entire world. I've been all over the world, and I have never seen an alcohol problem worse than the one in Flagstaff. I've been to Glasgow in Scotland. They got so many alcoholics there for New Year's, for Hogmanay. Everyone's drinking alcohol in the streets for Hogmanay, right? And still, there's more litter of alcohol bottles in Flagstaff than anywhere in the world. So your system doesn't work, okay? Whatever you're doing, whatever you think you're going to do, it doesn't work. Okay, I'm not telling you how to live your life. I'm saying that your life, your city, is a shithole. That's what I'm telling you right now. Your deadly, corrupted men's shelters are criminal. Men have nowhere to go to in the winter. The women, of course, have 100 different women's shelters they can go to, right? They can get picked up. They'll get taken out. They'll get their own room, right? They can keep all the men out. But the men, if they're in a shelter, no. They get harassed by these morbidly obese probation officer females at 11 o'clock at night while they're trying to sleep. Once we have the people vaccinated, you say. You said this, right? Once we have the people vaccinated, right? Paul Ducey, did you really say once we have the people vaccinated? You're not going to vaccinate people. It's not a vaccine, number one. It's a shot. It's a death shot. And it already has killed and harmed and maimed many nurses, many people, doctors, everyone. It's harmed people in a real way. And so once we have the people vaccinated, you want us to be dead? You want us to have Bell's palsy? You want to spend our taxes taking care of us for the rest of our lives because we're disabled with Bell's palsy? Once we have the people in Flagstaff vaccinated, are you freaking out of your mind, Paul Ducey? I mean, people are dying freezing to death in the dirt outside of Flagstaff, and you want your Flagstaff people to die because you want them all to get a death shot. That's a Chinese military, Bill Gates subsidized death shot. How about you stop wasting our money on broadcasting with our taxes that you're going to kill us all unless we're, we've been told we have asthma or something like that. How about you go vax yourself? How about we go start vaxing you with whatever we want, whatever shot we want? We'll stick whatever we think you should have in you after you tell everyone else to do the same thing, even though you know nothing about vaccines or shots or anything. Right? Or maybe you are a doctor. Are you a fraud doctor too? What are you? You know, you could still get the whatever virus they're fabling. They say that you could still get it with a vax. They say that it's not effective. They say you're going to have to get more shots over and over, many times a year, for the rest of your life. Obviously, you don't. We've been living for millions of years, and we're fine. That's not the problem. You are the problem, Ducey. You are not a medical professional. And really, you're an effing idiot. The COVID advisory panel, paid for by our taxes. Waste of our money. COVID advisory panel. Is that what you're making? You're making a COVID advisory panel so that our taxes can pay people to talk about how they're going to oppress us, how they're going to lock us down, how they're going to keep us safe with death shots and face diapers and mandatory lockdowns and keeping people from doing things on the bus without being harassed. I mean, this is out of control. The city of Flagstaff does have an impact on us. In other local communities around Flagstaff, like Sedona, like Cottonwood, like Clarkdale, like Cornville, like Prescott, it does have an impact on all of those cities, Winslow, right? And it's because we in these other cities have to take care of the people who escape from your fraud criminal missions, right? Your shelters. Your fake Christians, your out-of-control Justice Department harassment of the natives and the local population. Do you understand what I'm saying? We have to take care of the people that run away from you, Paul Ducey, and your corrupted, horrible services in Flagstaff because you don't help them. You hurt them so bad, they run. And they run to the neighboring communities, and then we have to save their lives. We have to take them in. We have to put them on our floor. We have to put them in showers. We have to give them food. We have to cook for them. We got to give them jobs and everything, which is fine, and we love doing it. But that's the reason. You know, that's how Flagstaff has an impact on the rest of us. You know, maybe you think you got housing, like you have a housing authority in Flagstaff. You use our taxes to pay a bunch of fat women to sit up behind computers every day and tell people that they're not allowed to have housing, right? They just tell disabled men that they're not allowed to have housing and they need to die. And then they give these, you know, clown hooker young invader females free housing. They rotate in their new boyfriends and their new sex buddies around their stolen kids, and they get the housing right away. But you're a disabled man that's old and senior and you can't barely walk. You don't deserve housing. You don't deserve a place to live. You can't even build a tent, but you don't deserve housing by the housing authority, right? That's what they're telling you. 6-year waiting list in Flagstaff right now for senior disabled males. So if you can survive in the dirt, in the freezing cold temperatures, in the dirt, in the snow, for 6 years in Flagstaff, you might get a studio crap hole to lay your head in by the housing department there. And it's not because there's not enough houses, because there's plenty of housing in Flagstaff. You guys got broken down houses everywhere that could be, you could put people in them and they could repair the houses, right? You got plenty of private property that could be used for RVs or tents or some kind of livable situation where people have their own private area. No, you don't care. You just want to, kick them out of the their homes. Make sure they don't have more people than you think is necessary on the floor, and make them die in the dirt. How about you make it easier for people to get private property in Flagstaff, so they will not need to sleep on the floor of their neighbor? How about that for a better idea? How about Ducey? How about you help people to get their own private property? How do people get their own private property? Do they gotta, do they get a zero interest loan through the military? Do they get a zero interest loan with some, maybe they're getting some disability payment or something. Maybe they can take that and put it towards the private property. Right? There's a lot of different ways you can help people get private property in Flagstaff. Not rental properties, because I know your property managers in Flagstaff are horrible. They're criminals, most of them. And I've reported on them too. I mean, they report it to me. I look for a place to live, and they show me how horrible and criminal they are. It's incredible. How about NAU, right? College students need reasonable, safe opportunities where they can live in peace without a mask or some face diaper oppression or some shot vaccination propaganda by you, Ducey. How about some violence against women propaganda and other harmful media published on our taxes at NAU, right? I was a student once. I went to a university once. I graduated once. I lived in fraternities. I lived in student housing. I lived in the three-story condo. I lived in the back of a truck. I lived in the dirt. I lived on sailboats. I lived on race committee boats. I lived on all kinds of stuff in college, right? But that's what college students need. Need to live in peace. Reasonable rates, inexpensive. Almost every single day in my life for the last year or so, more than a year, people have talked to me about how crappy they think Flagstaff is because of alcoholism. Right? Even the children come up to me and tell me how horrible they think Flagstaff is. I mean, Flagstaff could be really great. They got an amazing observatory location. They got skiing, snowboarding, hiking trails, biking locations. It could be a really cool spot. But it's worse than you think, because you don't hang out in the ditch where they throw all their bottles, right, Ducey? You're stuck in your office. You need the police to go around and attack all the natives. So you don't know how many bottles are laying in all the ditches and the streets that are then redistributed each day by your extreme alcohol problem. And it's not because they have Indian blood and all natives are alcoholics or something like that. It's not that. What it is that you're breaking apart people's families, and you're using the Justice Department to stress people out, to harm them, to get them away from their family, to keep them from doing fun things that they enjoy. And so they have nothing else to do but just to resort to alcohol, just to numb their body and just to, you know, it's almost like a form of suicide because they know it hurts them. So it just numbs them and it hurts them for a little bit so they can get through your oppression. You know, they can get through the Ducey and the Flagstaff harm that continues to be purveyed on them, right? So they're not allowed to sleep in a semi-warm room. They now have to sleep in the dirt and freeze to death. And so they drink a little bit of alcohol so they don't freeze to death, because Ducey kicked them out of that room that they worked so hard to be able to sleep on with their neighbor so they could stay alive. You know, the alcoholics out there who drink to excess, it's not the Native American Indians, although that is what you see because they're outside because they've been taken from their homes and forced to go to your ongoing harassing court hearings, right? But the people who are drinking to excess in Flagstaff are the tourists. They come from all over the world. They go to Flagstaff. They get drunk and they just think it's a party town. So they throw their alcohol everywhere. They're tourists. They don't care. Right? And no one can say anything wrong to a tourist, right? Because we need tourists. They're spending their money. They're destroying your city. Bars who are serving, you know, pseudo pedophiles that enjoy hitting on college students and underage, you know, females that are drinking. Those guys are drinking to excess, right? I've been in your bars, been to your place. I know what's going on. Sleeping on the floor is not a permanent solution, and people don't want to sleep on the floor. It's an emergency situation because the city of Flagstaff is simply not livable. It's very difficult to be a tourist there. If you want more information about Flagstaff or how you can survive in Flagstaff, we've published a lot of information about this. So chat with us at publish on the brax.me app. And if you need to go to Flagstaff, we don't recommend it for anyone. We don't recommend tourists go there. We don't recommend families go there. We don't recommend college students go there. We don't recommend professors go there. We don't recommend that anyone goes there because it's so horrible. It's dangerous. Not because of Native American Indians, it's dangerous because of the police and the harassment and the way the police stand down to real criminals based on race. It's reverse racism, right? So instead of, you know, Black lives matter so much to the cops in Flagstaff that when Black people beat on and harm a man that thinks they're gay or thinks they're a different sex or whatever it is, they don't go arrest them. And those Black people, they give them an inch and they're going to take a mile, just like they do right now. They threaten me. They harass me. But then when they figure out that I'm not going to give up, they stop doing it, right? That's what they do to bully people. And your DOJ and your DA do nothing about it, because they're malicious. They're only attacking, you know, good, innocent family men. And then they abuse the homeless men. You know, we got Homeco Lumber coming up in Flagstaff on Butler Avenue. Vets get 10% off and a dedicated parking spot and all this stuff at the lumber yard. Well, are vets or anyone? Am I allowed to build a house with the lumber there? Am I allowed to get that private property in Flagstaff and build my own place? Is it going to be harassment free? Can I grow a garden with my plants in it without having some criminal cop come over and harass me to check to make sure that I don't have more than 12 of a certain plant? Is that how you're going to spend your taxes? My taxes that I've spent in Flagstaff? You know, I've paid taxes in Flagstaff too. So, you know, keep this in mind when you're spending our taxes publishing material on the radio, Ducey. I really want you to think about this stuff because it is hurting us. It's hurting the communities around Flagstaff. What you do, Paul Ducey, hurts the communities around Flagstaff because your services, your women's shelters, your men's shelters, your mask mandates, your lockdowns, your use of the transit facilities to oppress people and to keep them from doing the things that they want to do for fun drives people to other cities. And then we have to take care of them because you're not. And there was some fun things to do in Flagstaff before, but there's not anymore because you shut it all down. So my recommendation to you, Paul, first order of business is to tell everyone in the city to start doing music, start doing arts. Get out there and play for other people. Have music in 10 different restaurants, libraries, bars, whatever it is, every single day, all day long, all the time. Cut the funding for the police harassment. Cut the funding for the Justice Department harassment. Cut the funding for these Alcoholics Anonymous, all this other stuff. It's just not. It's not working well enough, right? Let people assemble if they want to, in whatever way they see fit. And don't worship lawyers that are getting paid to lie. Don't worship the WTO that hundreds of thousands of people have protested in the United States for over two decades. Don't waste our time with that. Instead, encourage people to have their own gardens. There's plenty of garden space in Flagstaff. And they can do indoor gardens too. They can grow their own microgreens. How about instead of handing out free death shots, you hand out some free broccoli seeds? Because sulforaphane in the broccoli sprout is an anti-cancer agent. Okay? So why don't you hand out something that will help people instead of kill them with our taxes? Thank you again, Paul Ducey. This is 1229, the year's 2020. This is your publishing house. We hope you guys have a great week. We know you will. And you're always welcome to contact us at publish 24 hours a day on the brax.me website or at brax.me, the application on every phone, on your iPhone, on your Ubuntu Touch phone, on your Android phone, on your de-Googled phone, on your iPad, on everything, on your Chromebook, on your HP, on your Unix server, on your Linux machine. Contact us at publish. It's spelled P-U-B-L-I-S-H, and we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to expose your better ideas. If you think Paul Ducey is doing the right thing and forcing people to have death shots unless they tell them that they had asthma sometime, then let me know. Let the publishing house know that you think Paul Ducey is just number one with all of his police harassment. He's doing a great job with the missions. You know, he's changing people's lives every day. And when he sends people to other cities from Flagstaff, those people are rehabilitated. They got money in their pocket and they got a good job and they, you know, they got their family with them and everything, right? No, that's not what happens. But if you think that's what happens, let us know. We would love to hear from you. So again, don't go visit Flagstaff this year. It doesn't matter how much snow they have. There's areas outside of Flagstaff in the natural environment that we're going to recommend much more, where you don't have to be harassed by their police. You don't have to catch a case and go to court for the rest of your life there. And you don't have to wade through the hundreds of thousands of empty alcohol bottles that litter the streets everywhere in Flagstaff. We have better spots than that. We'll take you up in a snowmobile. We'll take you up to go snowboarding on real, you know, private land, private situation. If you need insurance, if you need all this stuff, we can figure that out too. So let us know and we'll connect you with those people. You guys have a great week and just share the love. All right.